Cruz. Stay with Tina Cruz.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, Laura Russin, and Shelly Hartman here in the studio with me and on the phone, our good friend Tina Goodrich, who has got up real early to be out there in Grand Junction, Michigan to sell the unique pick a liquor. I love that
name. That's right. That's right. I'm out here for the third showing.
All right. So you're out there for a third. Is it the third showing with the same person or three
it
different
is.
People? Also,
yeah,
these people are interested.
Either that or they stocking up on liquor that's still there every time they go by when Tina turns her head. Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, they're interested in the building and maybe not in that liquor license like we talked about. You know, there's that possibility of pulling the liquor license out of here. And it makes the store and the two-bedroom house in the back around that 150 mark.
Okay.
Which is very inviting for somebody who's looking for a house. There's a two-bedroom house attached to this. And there's just endless possibilities.
Yeah.
He's got a deli in here now.
Okay, right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So with such a hot buyer, do we even want to tell people why this would be such a great place to own?
Well, they might be a little too late because these guys are on a third showing. I'm expecting them, you know, to write up an offer here.
Okay. All right. So get that pen warmed up.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Things are looking good. Yeah. They're really researching. They brought the rest of the family out. So it's going really well. I feel very good. Vibes going
all right.
on.
Well, we'll try not to let Mason screw it up for you.
Well,
Mason, you're familiar with Unique Pick a Liquor.
Absolutely. Pride of Grand Junction. Are they going to open a different kind of business in there, or are they just going to live there?
They are. They're going to open a different kind of business. So their own flair. Yeah, okay. It's going to be exciting, I think, if it really does happen. And, you know, like I said, the opportunity here to open up your own little deli restaurant is right here.
Yeah.
And then you got this, you know, there's probably a good 1,200 square foot in the store. So, you know, you could do just about your own restaurant or your own grocery store or a whole different, you know.
Well, we know where they could get some blueberries.
Yeah. Woo. So maybe
Shelly, I'm sure you're familiar with this place.
Oh,
aren't you?
I'm very familiar. I remember when before the remodel. Familiar.
Yes.
I used to go every day.
Well, I was just going to say maybe Shelly might know of somebody that's in the market for a liquor license.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you transfer the liquor license to somebody else or does it just dissolve?
Yeah.
It would be up for grabs, but we do have a potential buyer already for the liquor license.
Jeez. Well, you're on it.
So, I mean, well, you know, he's the only one who has one here in Grand Junction, which makes it very valuable. You can't get another license unless he closes his license out.
Right.
Now, why won't they allow another one?
Mr. Grocery doesn't carry a liquor license. Mm-mm. So they're a potential buyer right there because they don't have one.
Just beer and wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the beer and wine. So, you know, a very good chance that, you know, they could be.
Yeah.
Or we've heard people want to open something up out by Ginger Man.
Now, why is the government trying to keep people from drinking in Grand Junction with only one liquor license?
It goes by population.
Oh, so three people only gets one liquor license?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
right,
not a lot.
It.
And one Avon
the
lady.
Population's low. So.
That liquor license is for five people.
Right. So, you know, the population has something to do with getting a license. So that's why Dave owns the only license in town.
Right, okay.
And they sell lottery tickets there through the scratch-offs and I think lotto, pick five.
Yeah.
So they don't have lottery here. So that's another thing that could be added is lottery.
Is the deli open right now?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's open right along with the store.
So there, with a good chance of it being sold, now is the time that if you need to get a deli sandwich at the Unique Picker Liquor, now's the time to do it because your days may be numbered.
Well, the other really cool thing is Dave has this old hickory cooker out back, and that could be a possibility for somebody who's looking at getting into that business.
Blueberry
into the deli,
barbecue.
You could throw a whole pig probably in this thing or a couple big turkeys. This is a big smoker. Smoke your own meat and then serve it in your little deli inside.
That'll pull them in.
Hello.
I thought it was a great opportunity. It's a nice business. It's a great location. And, you know,
it is.
I've had my
eye
on it. And if I had more time,
Shelly would.
Sounds like we got a second offer coming in.
Kara and I, we did talk a lot about it, and you know, it just too much commitment of time that we have to have.
Right. They'd just be piling on at that point.
Right. Yeah. A big commitment. Yeah. I understand. I know, but it's right here in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yep. It's a great location.
I know. It's a great opportunity for somebody who might be listening to the opportunity, you know, to own their own little grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that they're building there, or the community is really embracing it, and that they're busy. You know, you have a lot of other businesses in that town that are very busy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's right next to the Dollar General, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's,
you have
that's
the Dollar
a huge
General
draw.
On one side, and you got Mr. Grocery on the other side. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing between here and South Haven. Mm-mm. So, you know, there was some talk about maybe somebody opening something, you know, between here and Kibbe Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And his liquor license would be good for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like I said, Mr. Grocery, or somebody else who's thinking of opening up a future convenience, to have that liquor license in your pocket is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always put that liquor license in escrow. You buy it now, and you put it in escrow until you're ready for
it. How much does one of those liquor licenses cost?
This liquor license out here has got a price tag of $100,000.
Oh, pocket change.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A liquor license, depending on location and how many is really available,
determine the price. Let me ask this question. In the unique pick a liquor world, if it were still operating in full capacity, would it pay off that liquor license in a year?
Probably a couple years. You know, at the max, I would say, depends, you know, how much liquor you're going to stock. I mean, mm-hmm. here, he's got a low inventory of liquor because my seller here is ready to retire.
Okay.
And Mr. Hudson, a lot of people know Dave Hudson. He owned the Calabash in Bangor.
Mm-hmm.
He's owned a couple, you know, convenience stores. He's ready to retire. So he doesn't hold long hours. He doesn't carry a big stock. And there's just so much room here for somebody to grow with their own ideas. Yeah. And the liquor, oh my gosh, you could probably do three times the liquor mm-hmm. he has in here.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how much room he has in here to revamp it and add more liquor or revamp the whole deli area.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an idea to do your own sandwiches, your own deli, your own Mexican cafe,
bait and tackle.
Right here.
Well,
$150,000.
Yes,
oh my gosh!
Yeah. Well, we need to take a break here, Tina. And I do have to say that this is, I think, the best live remote. I mean, it's not live. The show is taped, but it's a remote because she's on location.
That's cool.
I think this is the best kind because I don't have to be there. I'm still in the comfortable studio, and she's out there in the real world. But we'll talk about that when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Of course, my good friends, Mason Dixon, Laura Russin, and Shelly Hartman are here in the studio. And we have a few other things to talk about here. And I do want to say, because the segment before we talked to you, Tina, I did mention that I got a text from you about actually getting a listing from the radio show.
From the radio show.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten a couple calls and, you know, people ask me about, you know, maybe some of the emails and the numbers that we put out for some of our associates But this one was actually a client that listened to the radio and recommended to list it with Tina on the radio. So I was pretty excited about that.
Great.
It was 25 acres out south of South Haven, and it is a 25-acre hay field with two nice large pole barns. There's a corral there so that you could maybe corral a couple cows for yourself or maybe lease it out to the local farmer. There's a lot of possibilities there. You build a home there if you wanted. Beautiful land to build.
So at right now there's not a house on there. There's just the pole barns.
Just farmland. Yep, just farmland.
Okay. How many structures are on the land?
Two pole barns, a lean-to, and a gated corral, two ponds, and a good 15 acres of hay.
Okay.
And this hay is good for horses. Could be good
hay
for farm animals.
Hay is for horses. That's what I've always heard.
Well, this specific hay, I guess, is great for horses. A little bit higher grade, not so much for the cows and that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, so a little bit better grade, but an established hay field. And it's hard to get property and go build a pole barn on it by itself unless it's agriculture.
Right.
And this one is zoned ag, so that the taxes are low on it. You can farm it. You could, put a section out. There's a nice 5 acres of woods there that you could actually build a home in, which is really nice. But a lot of opportunity there. So that one, if you got an idea for 25 acres, you got somebody who's looking for a hay field. This guy's got all the equipment also on site, sold separately.
Wow. Yeah.
But he's got like the tractors. He's got the balers.
I'm interested in asking about those ponds. I know Mason has a question too, but are those ponds stocked? Because I've been watching some videos about people putting in new ponds and stocking them and all the things they have to do to get them ready. I thought that's pretty cool.
Adios.
What?
Gracias.
You can't talk to us anymore?
We're talking. Yeah, I was saying goodbye to a couple clients here that are pulling out here at the Unique Pickle Liquor.
She said,
we're wrapping up the showing here.
Yeah.
Adios means goodbye.
I said adios.
I say there.
Hey, Ms. Tina, do you can you turn one of them pole barns into one of them barnamidiums and live in there?
Yeah, that's a good idea,
Thank
Mason.
You.
I wouldn't doubt that. One, it's a 30 by 40 pole barn, so it's 1,200 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a good size for a home, and yeah, that's a very good idea.
Well, you were busy. Well, you were busy speaking tongues.
You never answered.
You didn't answer if the pond is stocked.
He wants to go hillbilly hand fishing.
No.
I don't know if the pond is stocked. Really, I didn't walk back there.
Well, let's go back there and bring a fishing pole and see if there's at least some bluegill back there.
There
some panfish.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that I kind of did the hay field.
Okay. She's not as interested in the ponds as I am.
No.
Yeah.
About snakes.
Two ponds, that to me is like, wow, now that is, to me, that's kind of the big selling point for me because I think that's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
She's
it is a fabulous
the angle
piece
of
property.
Of hay field,
25
though.
Acres.
Hey, so you
that's
said
a lot of hay.
You said he's got equipment. Is it for putting the square hay bales or the round hay bales?
Yeah. The square. So it's a baler, it's a fork, and it's one of those that pick it up.
Right. Pitch
so
fork.
It bales it and then picks it up on the trailer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's got four pieces of equipment plus the tractor. Then he's got three other tractors on site.
Wow.
Now this
so
is
there
sold
is
separate.
Some equipment.
Separate.
Yeah, equipment is sold separate.
Mm.
But once he sells the farm or whoever buys the hay field has the opportunity to get the tractor, the baler,
which
the rake.
I'm assuming as all sales, that is negotiable.
Mm. Very negotiable. You know, once, you know, the seller has this equipment, I like to put that out there. It's sold separately, but there's an opportunity there for somebody who does need hay for their horses or for their farm animals.
Never hurts
here
to ask the question.
It's all set up.
Especially in this day and age.
That's
yes,
right.
Definitely.
So did you tell us how much it is for this 25 acres with the two pole barns and the two ponds?
Well, think it is?
And hay.
You guys got a pretty good guess. 25 acres.
$225,000.
How did you know that, Rob?
Because she sent that text to me earlier.
I was like, he was pretty sure about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Without a doubt.
He
actually,
did.
I was like 9.5%. I was 9.5% sure. Well, it would be 95.5% sure. Good Lord.
Oh.
That's math. Can't even do it in my head. Can't even figure out a percentage. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that one, $225,000. So if you got somebody that a farmer or a friend that's looking to feed their animals and their horses, this is definitely ideal for somebody. Two more things. I got an open house. I want to give a shout out at 16402 County Road 687. That's the ranch home that's out on, also known as 66 South Haven. Mm-hmm. Open house on Saturday from 12 to 2.
I'm surprised it's not worth more because Laura Russin lived there at one point.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Well,
we weren't going to say that.
She did put her...
We
she
weren't going to?
Golden touch to
Why
it,
not? Why were
sure.
we not going to say that?
I don't know. Tina didn't, so I, you know.
Oh,
I
was,
well, wait, here's a good question, though, because they say don't show up at your open house.
Oh,
right?
I won't go. No.
No, no. No. I'll be the hostess for the open house on Saturday from 12 to 2. My open houses have been attracting quite a lot of buyers. The open houses are all back in swing now. So if you're looking for a home, get on that swim rack and look for open houses. There's a good, gosh, I see 20 to 50 of them every weekend now. Mm. So everybody's back on board with doing open houses.
Okay. So, I mean, pretty much back to the swing of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other
yeah.
than
everything
interest rates going
in
up. How are you feeling about that right now?
Sure. The interest rates right now, 30 years, 5.25. And they predict them to climb up to that 6. So, yeah, they're creeping up.
So somebody
but they've been
should.
Staying steady right now at that 5.25.
Somebody should definitely buy my parents' home because great memories there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
From what
beautiful
I,
setting.
Yeah.
Great location.
From the responses I hear from our Fed chair, I don't know if we can really actually count on anything at the moment.
Well.
She don't know what she's doing.
Well, back to the estate itself. The executor of the estate has done a brand new drain field and septic. And mm-hmm. this is huge for a home to have that completely done and paid for.
And how many bedrooms is that?
That one's 3 bedrooms, 1 bath with a full basement.
Nice.
And the second upgrade that's huge to the home is they upgraded to 200 amp service. Mm. So now you have all the power you need if you needed to build maybe a pole barn.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a 2-car attached garage to this place. So, but there's room for either a big garden or maybe a pole barn off to the side because it sits on 2 full acres.
I just take Owens. We need to take a break. And we'll be back in just a minute on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children Into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
And I've already said everybody who's in here way too many times.
We're still here.
They're still here.
We're talking real estate now.
Yes, and then Tina Goodrich, who didn't give us the address of the hay field of two ponds and
two
pole barns and some hay. What's the address on that?
That one, again, that one is located just south of South Haven. It's on 28th Avenue. and 72932 28th Avenue in Covert.
So that is Covert. Okay.
Yes, that is Covert. And you just wouldn't believe how beautiful this land is. It's definitely worth a drive out if you are looking for a plot to build on.
Covert's got some of the best land for farming anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful setting. So it's worth a drive out if you're looking for either one of those.
So you got to turn left if you're heading south. Is that right?
Yes, you're going to be heading east.
Covert Township is a huge township, is it not? I mean, it's very large. Isn't it one of the biggest in the state?
They have some of the best lakefront, you know, also along Blue Star Highway here, you know. And if you get in between M-140 and Blue Star, there's some nice large parcels of land that come up every now and then.
I had heard that there's as much land in Covert that there is in Jacksonville, Florida, that it's that big.
Really?
But there's just no people on the land.
Whether
that's true or not, I have no idea.
We'll Google it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that Mason could probably look that up while we're chit-chatting. How many acres is Covert, Michigan?
It's big. But speaking of more Covert, does you have another listing in Covert,
right? I do.
Right?
We have a new listing in Covert that I'm pretty excited about. It's out on County Road 376, and it is 30 acres of a wooded area with two homes on it. And they are beautiful homes. The front home is about 1,800 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And then they made a driveway that goes back to the back part of the property. Very private is another 2,400 square foot, 4-bedroom, 2-bath home.
Wow.
So you got two homes on 30 acres. It's gated and it is some beautiful land.
Yeah.
In the back where this home, where the 2,400 square foot home is at, has a private pond.
Ooh, so is it stocked?
That one is stocked with snapping turtles.
Oh, well, that's...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means less fish.
He has seen a couple big ones come out of there.
Good
he
suit.
He called them the square box turtle.
A square box turtle.
So that's not a snapper.
Not a snapping turtle.
Okay.
They're even better.
Yeah.
Oh, they're even better.
Yeah, they don't take off your toes.
Right.
Laid their eggs, he said, and... He said it looked like a box, so he looked it up, and sure enough, it's a box turtle.
A box turtle.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Those are box turtles are nice, and you can play with them and have a good time with them. Snapping turtles, you better be careful on which end you're playing with.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to this property, 30 acres, has two homes, it's gated, list price $599,000. I thought
it was going to be more, but it's still unaffordable for me.
But for two homes?
Well, Laura, why aren't you getting that? And then I can stay in the front house. Right?
Yeah, because actually you've got, a beautiful home up in the front. The only thing these two are lacking, the one in the back has a 20x20 garage. The front one has no garage. Mm. So there's plenty of room to build.
I was going to say it was lacking of an owner.
And it's lacking a couple owners.
Of a new owner.
Because you have two houses to fill.
But it's one property, right? If you bought
one property with 30 acres.
All right, so.
But you could
share
split
driveway.
It?
Could that be split?
You have a shared driveway.
Yeah. With an easement?
You could if you wanted to. Sure, there's probably plenty of room to split.
Mm-hmm. I'd say, especially there's two big houses on it. All right.
Beautiful, Yeah.
I've got
another. That one's just south of Covert on County Road 376.
Okay. I've got another couple minutes with you here only, and it's just flown right by. So anything that you need to get out, get it out.
Oh, okay. Like my contact information?
Contact information. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And then we'll have another minute and a half left.
Yeah. And again, I'm always looking for listings. So again, we just got our first real listing on Let's Talk Real Estate. So give me a call or a text, 269-759-1076.
Say that one more time. I was talking.
Oh, 269-759-1076. And you can always look me up on List with Tina on Facebook or Let's Talk Real Estate. You can find me on either one of those if you Google Tina Goodrich.
And, of course, on listwithtina.net.
And, of course, yes. MyListWithTina.net.
Yes, find her there.
Yes. No, that's a good one. Yeah. Rob's done wonderful work for me on the website. If you're looking to build a website and you need a website as a realtor or for anybody,
right.
Rob is the go-to guy. right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Moondog Productions, video and what else is
yep.
it?
Yep. I do video. I have a radio show. Every now and again, I'll run a karaoke event. Can do some of that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Play
I see
some
that
music.
You're doing a lot of karaoke now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The
yep.
Elks. Huh? Who knew? The Elks is doing karaoke now.
Well, no. The Elks had
every week.
The Elks had a party last
Tell
Saturday,
Tina sent you.
Which was a beer tasting exactly. and a one-time karaoke event. There,
I am a member of the Elks.
Yeah. No, I think they were pretty happy and maybe willing to explore doing it again. But they're as of right now, there are no plans. So people do not show up there next Friday or Saturday thinking there's going to be karaoke. Because if they is, it won't be with me. And I don't. And right. I think I'm the only one doing it in town.
Okay, so next, when are you doing the next one? Didn't you just put out, you're putting at the...
Every Wednesday at Harbor Light, and I'm not quite ready to announce it, unless, did I announce it when I was talking to Brooke?
I never know when the button's pressed or not. We talked about it, but we might have been off the air.
I think there's going to be a new venue every Friday
night. I think we were off the air.
I think we were, okay, so I haven't done one yet, so until there's some kind of a ink is dry and we've made...
Good thinking.
Yes, I'm not going to say, but
coming
I think
soon.
Coming soon, and I think it'll be a little south of South Haven by about 20 miles. Okay.
Hey, remember last week when we were
your time is
about
over,
the,
Tina.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
I had a good one.
You got 30
next
seconds.
Week.
You got 30
next
seconds.
Next week.
Are you next week?
I don't care. Yeah, we can just do it next week.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got the answer to the trivia question. Covert Township is 35 square miles. Jacksonville, Florida is 875 square miles.
Okay, so it's nowhere close. I was really close on that one. maybe it was Jackson, Michigan.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Maybe the Jackson prison.
Yeah. that's a good one.
God.
All right. What a great way to end a show. I love it. That's awesome.
All right.
All right. That is so wrong. Hey, Mason Dixon, it's your time, man.
All right. Well, today's show is the hair is brought to you by Jackie's Pure Salon and Spa and Senior Services.
Sure.
Oh, and then we
Cut
got
Mason's
our websites, moondogshow.com, moondogpro.net, and trustandbirdband.com. Of course, make sure you go to listwithtina.net as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Whew. Decorator's Choice, SH.com. It's so meticulous, it's ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
And, hey, we want to also thank our favorite organizations, Drawing Children Into Reading, that's DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and YDCPAL.org.
You got it. Get us out of here. We got to go.
All right, everybody. On the count of three, we're going to howl at the Moondog.
Show us what
you got,
Shelly.
Here we go. One, two, three. Ow! Ow! Howl at the Moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.